And welcome back. That's right, welcome back. And now it's time for us to venture on into adding some more features to your custom resources. It's been a long 2 days.
Really tough when you only have two neurons.
Yeah, exactly, because the one just quit. Anyway, so we're going to just show you a couple of additional things that you can do that'll be nice for your custom resources. We've actually already started to talk about like Write Verbose quite a bit. So this module might be a little bit shorter than the other ones. So, okay, we're going to show you some cool things. Let's take a look at what we're going to do. So this is module 5, if you're following along. Enhancing your custom resources. We're going to talk a little bit about help content, verbose, and debug, and something that's going to be just fun, how to deal with reboots. I like that.
Yeah,
reboots will be fun. Yeah. So here's what we're doing. Verbose and debug information, adding help content, handling computer restarts. Very first thing is verbose and debug. And actually, Jeffrey, you already showed us a tremendous amount of great verbose information in the last one and the one before that. Yeah, with all the Gia stuff. So go back two modules, watch that.
Well, we take a break.
Yeah, and we're going to sit here for a while you do that. Yeah. And
let's know.
But here, we'll just show you the idea again, because there's also something else I kind of want to add in here before I get yelled at. Let me get to my code here. I want to show you with the verbose and the test code. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see, where did I want to go in here and just show you? Because we were doing this earlier, Jeffrey gave us a great example of the verbose, the verbosity, the Write Verbose. And this is really good to start to add information. You've already seen that this comes up when you're utilizing this resource, gives us great information as we're moving along. Now there's more to it that we can add than this. And this is, I wanted to give you a simple example of this, but there's more than a single point here. Let me go down. I want to give you a sample of the code. If I was doing this in a real resource, I would probably start adding error handling. And I know nobody's really come after me on this and was yelling at me about it, but in real life, I'd probably add a little bit of error handling in there, mainly on probably more so the test side or than the set, but on both. And so I've got some error handling here just to try catch block. And then I've added some verbose comments in. And down here under my catch, I'm creating some debug information, verbose. You can also send this off into the logs, into the analytical and debug streams for the logs. So just as some additional information on kind of cleaning some of that up with your verbose and debug information.
Yeah, looks good.
I was just throwing that out since, you know, you did this wonderful verbose thing and this is all I got now for, because you did this.
Because I licked the cookie.
Okay. Okay. Anyways.
But you know what we should do is we should, if you can, if we could send a multi-machine configuration. So send it to S1, S2, maybe S3, and show what's going to happen with the verbose and how they're going to kind of step on each other's toes, and then show how we can do with the child job to clean that up.
You know what? What a great idea. So let me do that real quick. That is such a great idea. Hang on. We're going to grab, and let me just use, I think I'm going to grab something out of module, we're in what, 5 now? 4? Let's grab it out of 3. That's the MVA demo one. Let's not do that. Let's grab it tell you what. I got an idea. We can do this. We can do this. Let's pull together. I've got an LCM configuration. I don't want it to be pull. I'm going to set this to push for two computers, so I'm just going to go in here and change this to push. I don't really care about the GUID at this point, but that's okay. We'll just leave it there. We're going to do it nodes. I think I've got this filled in. We'll do it for S1, S2. We'll do this on the fly. This will be fun. This will be exciting.
Can't do S3?
Oh, we can do, yes, we can do S3.
Okay. Oh, more the merrier.
Tell you what.
Party.
Yeah. Yep. You guys just saw the magic behind the curtain. By the way, if you were curious, fine.
Maybe just 3.
Yeah,
just
3 will be fine. This is the environment that I have. It's a simple domain controller and 4 additional by default install computers is what we've been using for this as the lab environment. Since I'm here, I just thought I'd throw that out. So let's see here. I've got computer name, S1, S2, and we're going to do S3. And good outpath, sure. And so let's just run that. S3 will be up here shortly. There's my mouse. And let's just do set DSC local configuration manager, computer name, $ computer name.
Tab.
Yeah. And
path.
Path to, and I've got it what? See, DSC HTTP.
Boy, did people see dash throttle limit there?
Yeah, you want to take a look at throttle limit?
Yeah, so that's, again, I guess we did talk about that.
Yeah,
we do parallelism, and you can specify that, I think, default to 32 or 64, and you can change that to hundreds or thousands, and we'll just
all at once. So let's go ahead and run this, and I think
no verbose on set. Is there? Yeah, there is. Sorry.
And so we'll get this guy on there. Everybody gets set. And now I'll tell you what, we'll just make a quick configuration, yeah?
Yeah.
So let's do configuration foo. And we'll do param.
No, just do download.
Oh, yeah, I could just do. Oh, well, I'm here now.
You're there now.
We'll just do $ computer name. And let's see, node, computer name, and what do you want to do? Just a service or?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what was it, service?
We could do two things if we can. Do two services. Service A.
Service A. And tell you ALG. What, we'll make this the CNAME equals, we'll take bits.
That'd be B.
Oh, you know what? You know what? You're absolutely correct. Let's do the audio service for service A. Oh, I'm so happy. Audio service.
Is this the Helmick maneuver?
No, that would be get. Bits. No, the Helmick maneuver would be get service dash name, yeah, bits. And see, state. Ah, see how I use that? Yep, I use that handy dandy IntelliSense there. Didn't remember if it was status or state. And we'll set him to stopped. And let's see here. Let's do, you want to do another service, service B. Node. Oh, what am I doing? Stop doing that. Service B. And let's see, name equals bits.
Have you heard of this thing about copy and paste?
Yeah, I heard that, you know, but it's one of those technologies I'm not sure I trust. That whole clipboard thing just kind of scares me a little bit. Yeah, copy and paste would have been much faster. So I have a configuration, woo-hoo! What would we call it, foo? Oh man, and we'll say foo. Why aren't I getting my parameter computer name?
You haven't defined it. You haven't run it.
What's that? Oh, you get it? It's S1, S2, S3. Oops, I hit the wrong key. Okay. Oh, it's not finding foo?
You got to define it first. Select and hit F8. Or not.
Oh. Yep. Select. That'll be much better. What did I do? Did I select the whole thing?
You selected it and then you said F5.
Oh, I am a moron. Because I'm going to put this into an outpath. So we'll just do.
Fresh.
Okay, well, we'll do. Yeah, I'm so cool. Let's see. DSC, and let's call this test. And, you know, let's just run it. Bing, 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 bing. So,
bonk.
DSC test. And you want to do this as a start DSC configuration. Computer name, S1, S2, S3, and path, C colon DSC, test, and you want it as verbose, but not the wait, right?
And or do wait. Yep.
Do wait?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
and
now
do it.
Here it's a small configuration, so this may show the problem, it may not, or the issue may not.
Okay, so let's try this then, since we just made this up. Ink. Oh, what happened? Cannot request. Spelling of the argument is correct. Did I get something?
Job ID.
Job ID. That's interesting. Is that got everything spelled right? Right. Computer name. Computer name. Audio serve. Stop. Yeah. Running. Okay. Looks all good. You know what? Let's do this real quick. Sometimes this might help. Configuration document. Sim session. Did this take?
Yeah, just S1, S2, S3.
Okay, S1, S2, S3. And let's do this. Let's get rid of current.
Oh, really?
Let's try that. Okay, apparently that isn't going to help. Time taken for job. No. Oh, pending. Now we got something stuck in pending. So let me try to get rid of pending here real quick. See if we can get him to go. It's one of the unique things about playing with all of this is sometimes it just gets a little bit stuck. And oh, darn.
No idea. I don't know what that is.
Oops, but the other ones went. Maybe, well, let's see how many here we got and see if we can get the, oh, I don't think it's.
Likes S1, but not the others. Go back up and let's see what else. S1.
See, it said it had a problem on S1, and
well,
then it did it.
Well, it's interesting. It's working.
So let's see. Did it only do S1?
Did.
Yeah, it only showed S1.
Okay, well, restart WinRM on those other machines. Here, I'll do it. I can do it.
Okay.
I'll try.
Let me just make sure I didn't
make
type
sure
any
know where I am.
Typo anything. Oh, you know what? That might be it.
What happened?
You know what's interesting is, and if you're watching us go through this, this is actually kind of helpful, right? Because we're going to go through and try to troubleshoot that. It's saying on, yeah, it's got this job ID thing going on. However, I seem. Me press F8.
Okay. Try one more time.
Okay. I just want to make sure that foo. Okay. It's coming up now. Computer name S1, S2, S3. And output path. Now that I got my IntelliSense this time, let's try it again. Okay. Let's do that. Boop. Got my MOFs, and let's try to send them out again. No, and it's only running for S1, and I still got a boo-boo out there. The WinRM client cannot process the request. I did do the LCM, right?
Yeah,
push.
Okay, we're gonna call that a bug.
Okay, let's just call that a bug. And
we'll still do the child job thing, though.
Okay, so we'll still do the child job thing.
Yeah, so basically you go back and you run it, but now you won't say wait. And you'll
Let's get the job out of it. Verbose. Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, so now it creates a job. So now let's say $J.
$J.
Equals get job ID 34.
Job ID.
Okay, so now $J.childjobs. Okay, so here it's showing, there you go, there's
oh,
the
good.
Three jobs.
There's okay. The three jobs.
Now notice you have now IDs job, 35, 36, and 37. So what we can do now is we can say, well, what would have happened is if it had been working is, and you had a large configuration, you would have been getting verbose stream information from all of them as they occurred. And so it would all be mixed
it would
together.
Be all mixed together. So we'd have S1, S2, S3, and all that all jumbled around.
All jumbled around. So here what you can do is, because it's in a job, what you can do is you can say receive job. Minus keep.
Yeah, I want to get minus keep in there. So let's say you wanted it from
35.
35 minus keep. So now we can just get just the information for.
Okay, so that was for S1.
That's for S1. Yeah. Let's go out and see. So 36 was S2.
That's the
and
error.
That's the error message. And 37 was the other guy.
Ta-da.
So actually, that's really good, because when all that verbose information comes back, you know, just like I was having, oh, wait a minute, where am I getting this error message from is a great example, but also all of this stuff. Now I can go through the child jobs and pick them out one at a time. And it's kind of funny, because when a lot of people are working with jobs, they may not realize that they can use the child jobs to get the individual information.
Exactly.
From them. And so this is very beneficial. So in troubleshooting this, yeah, using the child jobs, you can see help quite a bit. Now, the other issue, man, we'll figure that out. But at some point, so we've got verbose and we've got debug information in there. And as I just kind of a wrap up to that, we also can do try catch in there. That way you can have some error handling going on as well. Now, a couple of other things to show you is help content. And what I want to do is kind of talk about this for a second. And Jeffrey's input's going to be... he may have additional input for this. Here's an interesting thing. I want you to think about something. If you've been writing advanced functions, you've been putting your help just above the function. And that help, you know, describes what your advanced function does. You've been using comment-based help. But you think about this. We're creating resources. We only got three functions in there, a get, a set, and a target.
Yeah.
And that help isn't necessarily very helpful at that point. So what you really might want to do is write a help file that discusses what the module does and what the resources do inside of it. And here's a good practice. As a matter of fact, you'll find this on the best practice webpage that I gave you. You want to have examples of your resources in there. They're structured, like their syntax, and examples on how to use them. And talk about that. You know, that sounds a lot like PowerShell about underscore help. And I'm going to show you how to make that kind of help for your module. It's actually very simple to do. So take a look here. I've got in the ISC, I'm just going to bring up a text file that I made earlier. It's not a great text file. It's not a glorious text file, but it mimics the look and feel of all the other about text files. So I've got about underscore MVA demo. I can put in of course, spelling apparently didn't count when I did this text file. You know, put in information, show examples like the syntax, and maybe put in some real examples of your resources. You know, you want to spend some time on this, turn it into a very useful tool. This way I can discover it with your resource. And now the question is, I've made this text file, but I want you to notice the name of the text file. It's pretty small on my screen, but you want to save this as about underscore the name of your demo dot help dot text. And I think I have a bigger version you can see over here. And I'll show you, right here, dot help dot text. That's some of the magic sauce. Now there's another piece to the magic sauce. Where do you put this? Well, what you do is you create a special folder off of your module called US. I'm doing US because that's the language I'm doing it for. You would do it for your language. And then you copy this to that folder. That's all there is to it. Let's take a look. So I'm just going to create this folder, and I'm going to put this in MVA demo, ENUS. That's where I'm going to make the folder. And I'll copy it in there. And I'm going to copy, now that this is something I was doing in Module 5, I'm going to copy the MVA demo out to where my modules are. This now includes that. And I don't know, let's go down here and clear up the screen and let's see, get help about underscore M star.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look, there it is,
MVA demo.
So we'll just do, let's take a look at the MVA demo. And there it is, there's my help file. And I have to say,
you know what's even cooler? Did you know? Let's see if this works. Do a clear screen.
Clear screen.
Help. What was it? MVA service?
Is it MVA? Yeah. MVA. MVA.
Or feature.
Oh, I don't know. We'll find out. Oh, I see what you want. You want to see if it'll... that's a great idea. Let me see what I put in there.
Feature.
Feature. Okay, let's try that.
So there's no help for MVA service. Yay, that's correct.
That's correct. So now let's look at MVA feature. Because remember, PowerShell searches these different help systems, and if it finds it, I should get... I got it! I got it!
You know what's even cooler?
I got it!
Now do a clear screen.
Yeah.
Do help, space, WID, NOS. N-O-N-O-W-S.
N-O-W-S. He's now making fun of the fact of my horrible typing of the word Windows that you think I should be able to type by now. And yes,
and there it found it. So what that's showing is that PowerShell's help does a help on the content.
Does a help on the content.
Well, does a search. If it can't find it something that matches the keywords, it then looks into the content.
Well, and the thing is, I want to point something out here, is this is really cool. And some of you are going, yeah, I already knew that. Some of you are like, that's
actually
cool. Really?
I'd never used the about text in my modules. And I should. Everybody should be having about da-da-da in their modules. Because here's the thing, the help on an individual function, that's great. But the about topics provide that nice conceptual overview. Like, hey, let's get in the ballpark. Like the help of an individual commandlet helps once you're in the ballpark. But what's the ballpark? And that's what the about thing's all about.
And you know
it's
what?
About.
It's all about. And it's kind of funny, as I was talking to Jeffrey about this earlier, and I was saying, you know, with DSC, I get using this about, but I'd never thought about using this before. So on all my modules, I'm going to start adding the about underscore help to it, because on all the modules that I've created in the past with all the advanced functions, never really dawned on me. And now with this, it makes perfectly good sense. And now it makes perfectly good sense going forward with everything. So, it's pretty cool. I love using the about underscore help. It makes a lot of sense for the modules that contain your resources. Make sure you check the best practices, because it is going to be very helpful to put in syntax and examples. Load it up. It'll help you in the future when you forget and all that kind of good stuff. So, it's time for, we've done verbose, the debug, and we've done
help. We didn't do debug.
I showed him right debug.
Did you ever show the output of debug?
Well, I don't think so.
Try. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to show you. Let's see.
Let's see. Where did I do that?
It doesn't matter. Just do a start dash. Oh, here's one for you.
Oh, what?
Let's see. Here, let's see. Let me get the right place here. Okay, swap to mine. Okay, start DSC configuration minus sim, computer name, S1 minus use existing.
Yeah, we had done this once yesterday. Do you want to talk about this? Yeah, but go ahead and talk about this.
Okay, so what this says is start DSC, in general what you're doing is you're saying here's a MOF, go push it, make it so. This says, hey, you already have one, just go execute it now. So like, instead of waiting for the next convergence cycle, make it happen now. But then what I'll do is I'll do the dash verbose and mash debug and kind of see what it says. Okay, there's no debug. So
because it worked and there's no debug.
No.
In that one. No. But.
But I got to show you use existing.
Yes, use existing. And you can use write debug in there and get the debug output from it as well. So you got the debug in there. Let's take a look at the infamous handling computer restarts. Now, this is actually thinking about this, I'm going to send a configuration. And when you start thinking about these configurations, now it's like, I need to do this, configure all that. Oh, that's going to need a reboot. And then I'm going to still need to configure some more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I need the system to do is to magically go through the configuration, do the reboot, but remember where he was when he comes back.
No.
And then continue on with the configuration.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, so how is this going to work for us so that we can do a reboot and get it to do what we want it to do?
Yeah, well, again, back to simple. So if you try and keep the state and then pick up, that's right. complex. So again, what happens is you're going to show them the mechanism by which you can consolidate reboots. I mean, here's the issue. What happens if I go and I'm writing my script and I say, oh, and now I need to do a reboot. So I do a reboot. And then it picks up, then you do something, and the next guy needs to do a reboot, and does a reboot, and then the next guy, and the next guy, and the next guy. You're doing a lot of reboots, but maybe you don't need to do those reboots. So instead, what you do is you go and you're trying to evaluate all the resources. And when somebody says, I need to do a reboot, don't do a reboot. That's not your job. That's our job. You don't do reboots. We do reboots. You tell us, I need to do a reboot. He's going to show you how to do that. You tell us you need to do a reboot, and we say, okay, I make a note of that. And then we keep going on, and we call the other things. Hey, try what you can. Can you do this? Can you do this? And at various points, you know, 10 guys might have said, hey, I did my thing, but I need a reboot. I'm only going to reboot once.
Yeah, this thing. Is a very good thing.
Next is the user gets to tell me, hey, when they say they need a reboot and you're done, do a reboot. Or the user gets to tell me, hey, when they say that they need to do a reboot and you're done, Don't do a reboot. Tell me you need to do a reboot, and I'll decide when. Then I'll do the reboot. You don't do the reboot. I'll do the reboot.
Yeah, exactly. And what I'm going to do is first start off by showing you just a simple way to handle a system reboot. So let's bring this up. First of all, I need to show you the LCM configuration for this. There is a couple of LCM settings for this. Oh, this. How did this one get left as an old one? Well, we're going to fix that real quick. DSC local configuration
manager
and
bracket. What do you call them? Gujar.
No. The parameters. Then there's
gotta see the, gotta see the visuals here.
Yeah, you gotta see the visuals over here.
Wake up there.
So no, it's when we're doing syntax.
Yeah.
It's parameters.
Yeah.
And then parameters have arguments. You can tell because they got the chahuhus.
Chahuhus.
And then you know it takes more than one argument if it's got binkies.
Binkies.
Yeah, all the we don't need to go back.
And then what are the parens?
The parentheses. What's the matter with you? That's all they are. what does the guy want? They're just parentheses. I mean, come on. So look back at my code here. We're doing settings. And there are some settings in here. Notice that it's reboot node if needed. And there's another setting in here. Oops, and I didn't have it in here. Let's do this. Action after reboot is another one of the settings you have. Continue the configuration or stop the configuration if a reboot occurs. So you have the option of to keep going through and checking to make sure that everything still completes after that configuration. Now, to get the reboot here is this. Set it to true, reboot node if needed. Now, I do want to caution you. What you're basically saying is, I'm going to show you how to set this up, but what you're basically saying is that when we're all done, if there's stuff that wanted reboots, we're now going to do it. So this may not be what you want. You might want to control this. So you got to be a little bit careful. If you turn this on, you're going to get the reboot. So let's go ahead and send this out. Oh, good. The one server that still seems to be working towards the end of the day, S1, we'll send it to. And so S1 now has this. Now, when you build a configuration for this, and let's go ahead and bring up down here. Oh, I think, yeah, let's go ahead and bring up a configuration. And guys, what I'm going to do real quick here is I want to check on something. Get Windows feature. Windows feature. Okay, back to that spelling issue again. Windows feature. Name web-server.
Did you know you could put a wildcard in the middle of your command? And just do a tab? Oh, did you?
No, I actually. Here, so, why don't you smart. Show that real quick while I check this?
CLS. Okay, so you can do. Obviously, he's as spelling challenged as I am. So, it's win something, chur, feature, right? And so you can just tab.
Oh, wait a minute! I missed it. I didn't get to see it. They all saw it. I didn't get to see it.
Get win, and there's something about a feature, and it ends with an E, right? Tab.
I didn't know you could do that. That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. It rocks.
That makes it a lot, because I'm always typing Windows, F, E, and then hitting the tab key.
Yeah, so look, you know, oh, it's even, it's
because
get
with
W, F, E, Windows feature. Oh, there you go, look at that.
Actually, that is really awesome, because one of the...
Oh, there you go, look at that. Oh,
one of the side challenges to the amazing work you've done with Server 2012 is we got so many commandlets that can make it a lot shorter. Work?
No, we don't have, it's not regular expressions, it's like, okay, so there you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, totally cool. So go over here and take a look at the config. Guys, what I was checking on was to see if server one had a web server installed, and it does, if you're looking at my screen down here, because we're gonna send a config to it using a resource in my MVA demo, and the resource that we're going to be using is the MVA feature web server. Notice I've got Windows Server Backup. I've got it set, installed will be false, and I'm going to make that present. So I want to make sure, I've called it backup in here, and I don't know why, but we're going to get rid of that. Oh, I remember why I was doing some testing. We'll make it web server. So it'll remove the web server. Now it's going to take a couple of minutes when it does this. Before I run this, I need to show you what I did to my resource. So let me bring this up. I showed you the LCM, but I need to show you now how I modified the resource. This is done in the set of the resource. So set target resource. They even, if you use the template, they gave you a note to remind you. Matter of fact, it looks just like this that says include this line if the resource requires a system reboot. Now I just removed that saying, yeah, reboot it. Now, not all Windows features need reboots. In fact, you probably want to check, because it reports back on whether a reboot is necessary. You want to put an if statement in here and check to see if it's necessary so you can make the decision on it. But in this case, I just said, hey, look, if you do a set, do a reboot. Just do a reboot. Just do a reboot, man. Just do a reboot. So,
Dude.
So I'm going to save this and... copy this module back out, so I make sure that it's out there. We'll run the config and we'll try it. And I got to be honest with you, if you're going to try this as well, one of the challenges I ran across, for about 4 hours, I didn't think it was working. It was working fine. And the reason I didn't think it was working is because the machine reboots so fast that...
That darn fast that, Windows server.
What's funny is I have to laugh about that, because just think about what I was just saying. The server boots too fast for me. I mean, how wrong is that? How wrong is that to even say it? Okay, so I've got the configuration. And number 4 config right here. And so I'm going to run the config, send it out to S1. So it'll start that config, which means it's going to remove that web server. Now the question is does it do a reboot? And here's the thing. Let's watch it. The clock says 5 hours uptime. Let's see what happens to the clock, because we may not catch it. It goes so fast.
Because it is in reboot node if needed equals true mode.
Come on, baby. You can do it. It's going to take you a second to uninstall. Not yet. I'm just overly excited.
Excited, aren't you?
Because, you know, it takes a moment to get rid of that web server. Did I mention it was a web guy? Just throwing it out there. Look. Come on, everybody's got to have a round of applause.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Look at how easy it is to control the reboots that we need to control. I mean, that's really actually wickedly cool.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And because it's easy to do, you can put your own logic in there and take care of the reboots.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Let's see.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Okay. Oh, are you doing something? I'm going to switch back to the slides here. And I think the production guy is probably going to abuse me severely because...
Is he?
Yeah, because I didn't give him the about help content slide that I'm going to show everybody here right quick. And then we can...
Oh, I'm sure.
So I'm showing that. Yeah, he's going to yell at me for not doing this because I promised him I would do this. And handling computer restarts. We did this, I know, configuring the LCM and... all of that kind of stuff. And yeah, so.
Okay, now switch to mine. So here, so what I did was I did a get DSC configuration, on SimSession S1, I asked for all. And notice this was the one that we just did. It's a type reboot. So that says, after the reboot, do a convergence cycle. Okay, so it's push, one cycle, everything's fine. The one immediately before that, right, like 40 seconds before that, was an initial set, and reboot requested equals true. So it did a reboot.
It did the reboot because it was notified to do it.
Yeah. Now, it's worth pointing out. So we had, after it did the reboot, there was a policy that said, what do you want me to do? And one is to say stop, and the other is to say continue, which is to say do another configuration cycle. Now, you mentioned the point about, well, what happens if I have a complex configuration and I try and there are certain things that can't be done if a reboot, you know, have to be done after a reboot, right? And we do not try and keep track of these things worked, these things didn't.
Right.
What we do is we evaluate the entire document. Go, 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 go. At some point, somebody says, I need a reboot. So, yeah, fine, thanks. Next, 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 next. Oh, I need a reboot. That's fine. Keep going, keep going. We go through all of them, okay? And then we look and we say, okay, a reboot's needed. So we do a reboot. And when we finish, when we start up again, we take a look and say, hey, were we supposed to continue? And if we were, we load that document again, and we go through it again. And we don't keep any kind of track of what happened the last time. We just say, do it again. And so what happens there is, and this is the whole point about convergence, and why it was so important that you, when you're writing your resources, you make your tests happen really, really quickly. Because then we're going to go through each one of them, and they're going to do a test. And they're all going to say, fine, 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 not fine. Okay, then go make that. So
see,
we try not to be too overthink this.
And see, this is what I like about, you keep getting back to this point of keeping it simple. It's got to be simple, it's going to scale, but keeping it simple. And that's kind of the thing that was running around in my head. You know, I need to, you know, in real life, when I'm scripting, I'm thinking, I got to go up to here, it's got to be a reboot. How am I going to get that machine to remember where he was? And the idea is no, we don't care. Just after the reboot, just go through the whole thing again and check it and test it to make sure that everything did get done. Which makes it a lot better that way. Oh, and you're back to typing again.
Yeah, you know, okay, well, yeah. Okay, so first I'll show you a trick. I don't know if you know this one. You might not know this one. So notice when I did this command, it gave me a whole bunch of stuff.
Right, yeah, okay? Tons of it. Yeah.
Now, what I was wondering was, hey, when this does a reboot, I thought to myself, hey, I wonder if it tells me what resource
called the reboot.
Asked for reboot.
Ooh.
And that'd be really cool to know.
That'd be really cool.
Because maybe I don't like that. And so maybe I want to find out about that. And so I thought I'd drill in. I really don't know the answer, so we're going to find out. So, but here's the thing. How do I get that thing? How do I get that one, right? And so what I do is, I don't know if you know this, so what I did was I said $A, $B, $C equals, and I ran the command. Do you know what that does?
No.
Okay. Well, $A is going to get the first one. $B is going to get the second one, the one I care about, and $C is going to get the rest.
Okay, that's awesome.
So check this out. $A gives me the first one. $B gives me the second one, and $C gives me the rest.
Oh, that's ridiculously cool. So now you can easily go in and take a look at show object.
I just want $B. So let's take a look at this.
Let's take a look.
Okay, so resources not in desired state. No, duration, error, host, job, LCM, MAC address, meta configuration. I don't think that's it. Meta configuration, resources.
Number. Reboot request. Oh, is true.
Reboot request true, but it doesn't tell me who.
Doesn't tell me who.
I think we should add that.
You know what? I think that would be very valuable because if you're looking at a config and you're getting a reboot, who's causing me to do this?
Yeah, you'd want to know that.
I'd want to know that.
So anyway, so now we should, I'll go.
See, what a great idea.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? Wow, look at this stuff. Look at this.
I
didn't know this. So check this out. So this is the configuration status, and it's telling me, oh, look here. It's telling me what the IP addresses of the machine were, the V4 addresses and the V6 addresses. Wow. It tells me what the MAC addresses were. So there's a ton of great stuff here. Oh, check this out, LCM version, yeah, but where was that?
So metadata. I can find the machine that's been rebooted. I just can't seem to.
And here, look at this, the meta configuration. Tells me, so this is, by the way, is interesting, because at various times, we've changed the configuration. So if you're looking at the configuration status, you might say, well, why did that happen? Or what explained that? We capture the meta configuration all for each one. So it's telling you what the debug mode was.
Oh, there it is, okay.
It's telling you the reboot if needed. Okay, so actually, so that's kind of freaky. Now check this out. Okay, I don't know if you saw that, but. So when you select something, look down here what Lee does. He gives you the expression, right? So now, let's see, where did it go? Now I can get rid of this. I can say, where'd it go? Paste. Oh, gosh darn it. Did I do that wrong? I did it wrong. Let's try it again. Docsign B, it was meta configuration. What did I say? Reboot if needed.
Right.
So, Control C. Control A. True. Okay, so now, here's the interesting thing. $ C. Okay.
Also, remember, all the other configs.
All the others worked false.
False.
Right.
Got it.
So if you recall, we can use the ask. When we do a property notation on an array, we get the full list. So if I had done, so here's the thing. I do this. Now we're just going to do the whole thing. Get them all there. All in one variable. Yeah. And then we'll do this. And you can see, false, 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 true, true,
true. That's excellent. And by the way, I always remember they came out with version 3 when you could do the whole list. And I used to do a demonstration
of...
It was
3 or 4?
It was 3.
Okay.
Because I remember that the demonstration was where I would, to a var equals get service. And I used to do $var.stop and say, this can never work, and I have no fear, and hit the enter key. it never worked. Uh-huh. And then V3, and I was doing it, and boom, and ta-da!
You know, that happened to me in Barcelona. So here's a funny story. So it was in Barcelona, early days of PowerShell, and I would do something like this. I'd say, oh, look, you can do something crazy like get process A through R, dash star, G through P, and then star, and then you can pipe it to stop process. And what I always say is, now, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing, right? Are you going to be happy with the results or not? And whenever you're in fear, trouble, or doubt, you just type minus what if, and you take a look, and obviously nothing hit that one, but whatever. I think it's a dot here. Anyway, and you look and you say, oh, that would have been bad. I'm glad I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot.
The dash what if?
The dash what if.
Yeah.
So in the middle of a very large group of people, here's a little trick. Never stop LSASS. because it turns out, especially if you're in front of a large group of people, turns out that if you delete LSASS, it reboots the machine immediately.
Surprise.
And then you're left there saying, now you see, now this is exactly why dash what if is so important. Okay, I got a couple more minutes. This is why dash what if is so important. And it was just a disaster. By the way,
God,
it was from that is why. In fact, let's see if it's true. Even though I'm admin here, I don't know if you know this, you say stop process minus name LSASS. And now it comes up and says, dude, are you have any clue what you're doing here?
You don't realize how close I was to something very bad happening because I thought you were going to crash the box. Please say, no.
Well, in particular, it was from that demo that gave us this. We went and said, hey, you know, if you're trying to stop a process that you're not the owner, maybe you want to do a...
Awesome.
It's yes or no.
Let's get the right button on this one.
Are you sure you want to perform? No. Yes.
All right, so to ramp up, we've gotten a lot of a great additional information on looking at this stuff, which is great. We actually tried some new things with the new preview, as you saw, which experiment. We've been experimenting because it just came out as well. So we went through and showed you the verbose stuff. We talked a lot about a verbose two modules ago as well, and we did some debugging, that kind of thing, and showed you the... oh my Lord, the help, doing the help for the resource. And
listen, we didn't show them debugging. Do you want to show them debugging?
Well, I thought we did.
No,
we didn't actually, they didn't.
Let's show them.
Okay.
Let's show, this is going to take a little bit because we didn't have a rack. But okay, so where's my config? I got a config here. Here's a config. Is that a config? No, that's not a config. I'm at a config. Moth, blah, blah. Where's your config?
oh, let's find it.
Okay, what module are you on?
Module 5.
Using the amazing powers of PowerShell, show MVA. You see examples.
Oh, there you go.
Day 2 mod 5. Okay.
There's an LCM in there.
Reboot. There you go. Reboot. Perfect. This is the one we wanted. And I'm going to say debug mode all. We're going to change that. Now, here's a little trick. Okay, so first, now this is the way it works today. This is not the best thing, but it's gonna help you if you need to debug your code.
Oh, you're okay? Showing them you're showing them debug.
You weren't planning to do that later.
I wasn't. Okay. I was just doing the right debug. You're doing the debug.
Debug, yeah. So, okay, put your seatbelt on, but this is just so crazy cool. So crazy cool, so crazy cool. So step number one is you want to set resource script break all, okay? Next is you got to set refresh mode to disabled, okay? Now, it shouldn't be that hard, but right now it is, so just run with it. You got to set it to debug mode, and okay. So then,
I think that's good. That. The S1, so that'll be cool.
Okay, that all looks good. So we're gonna hit F5. Okay, so now we've done that. So now what happens is, put your seatbelt on. This is just so cool. What are we doing here? Where's my config feature? This one. Okay, so now we're gonna go set this feature. What backup? Installed false. Installed true. Which one do we want?
Installed false caused the reboot. Installed true, it should be fine.
Okay, fine. We're going to go ahead and run this thing, okay? But we set it to debug mode false. So CLS. This is just so crazy cool. So crazy cool.
And this is in the documentation that comes with WMF V5, the February preview. Whoops, Kamala is not supported in disabled mode.
What did I say? Start?
Is it, I think it's use existing. Is it use existing?
No. Start DSC command, not anymore. Okay.
I think you have it do use existing to run the existing one, right? Is that it?
We're going to find out.
I'll try update. It's one of these. We'll find it. And what he's trying to show you is that when you get the config to run, it's going to give you information of how to connect to it.
Not in disabled. Am I thinking about this wrong? Okay. Apply.
Refresh mode is disabled. That's right.
Refresh mode.
Resource script break all.
Let's make sure. Maybe we fix this. No,
I just did it and it was.
Resource script break all. Maybe we made it. Bunk, 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 bunk. Okay, so let's make sure it worked. Get DSC local configuration manager. Okay, so we're in. Debug mode, where's the debug mode?
Oh, debug mode.
All. No, oh. Okay, so it's not working.
Oh.
So this was push, sorry. disabled. Okay, so let's write that. And we're centered to the right node, S1.
It's on the right node. Check it again and see if it...
Oh, I sorry. Oh. Sim, S1. I was being a dope.
Okay, resource grip break all.
Okay, disabled. Okay, good,
debug mode
good.
Is blank, so it's disabled.
So then... Let's see.
Oh.
Okay. We have mission Houston. We have a problem.
Not a problem. We'll look it up. We'll look it up and we'll show this to you. It's actually really cool. It lets you, it gives you instructions on how to get connected so that you can debug it in real time with your script and set breakpoint. It's really cool. It's also all written out in the documentation on WMF5, the February release, but we'll play with it and we'll bring it up to you and show it to you. So let's go ahead and wrap this one up. We've got two modules left. Now, what we've done in this one was some loose ends. The last two modules, we're going to talk about composite resources, which aren't really resources, and partial configurations, something brand new with partial configurations. I'm going to do something simple, but Jeffrey will talk about at least the complexity of using partial configurations and the benefits to them. I think you're going to see that this is moving in the right direction. So, smile. We'll be right back.
Cheers.